Why weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 90. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 57. Partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 65. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Lawmakers on both sides of Capitol Hill have spent the past couple of years working to rein in market power of the four largest beef packers. But time may well have run out on two major reform bills. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan says that the Senate may not have enough floor time left to consider the measures, one of which would mandate minimum levels of cash trading in cattle markets. She said that those are bills we'd love to see move forward in some way, but it's not clear at this point how much time it would take on the floor because there's real division, particularly, she says, among Republican colleagues. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York has given no indication he would put the legislation on the Senate floor this month. Well, the lead sponsor of the Cattle Markets Transparency Act, Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer, said there would be enough GOP support for her bill to ensure its Senate passage, even if opponents can peel off a few Democrats. There is talk on the Hill of including a disaster aid package in the continuing resolution that must pass to avert a government shutdown when the new fiscal year starts October 1st. The CR that Congress enacted in September last year included $10 billion in ag disaster relief. Arkansas Senator John Bozeman, a member of the Appropriations Committee and the top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, doesn't rule out including ag disaster assistance in the CR, but he thinks his GOP colleagues will insist on keeping that bill relatively clean, and that means disaster aid will have to wait until lawmakers can agree on an omnibus funding bill. And he says he thinks he's got a good chance of getting it done in the omnibus for sure. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been just about a week since Monday's Labor Day celebration, and the Kansas Highway Patrol has officially released their latest numbers regarding their activity from the holiday weekend and the number of individuals who may have gotten in trouble, which includes the number of violations that they say have been on the rise since the year 2021. As KWCH News reports, as of this week, it released their Labor Day weekend holiday activity report that included nearly 10 more DUI arrests than the previous year. This year's total DUI arrests totaled 34. That was up from last year's 25 and the year prior in 2020 at 17 total. Overall speeding citations were up slightly over last year. However, they were down from the 2020 year. In other news, a 13-year-old is facing felony charges after officials say they threatened to bomb the Kansas State House in Topeka. KWCH News reports that the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office says their agency was made aware of the threat to the Kansas State Capitol through social media earlier this week after a post was made about bombing the Capitol. Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
With the legalization of sports gambling across the state of Kansas, the company handling security for all the mobile sports books in the state, called GeoComply, has been keeping score of the state's sports betting that has launched since last week and says that numerous individuals have been blocked from trying to gamble from out of state. As KWCH News reports that the company has performed nearly 2.3 million geolocation checks for the state of Kansas since opening weekend. And since the launch, the company has blocked roughly 104,000 attempts from individuals in Missouri alone. alone trying to access the Kansas market and sports gambling. According to Danny DiRenzio, the senior director of government relations for GeoComply, he says roughly 10% of all the usernames that have placed bets in Kansas belong to individuals from across state lines. In other news, two drivers sustained minor injuries after a collision on Thursday with two semi-trailers on K-61 Highway just outside of Arlington. K-61 was closed temporarily due to debris on the highway. An investigation on the incident is still ongoing.
Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Danes does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Danes Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Authorities in northeast Nebraska are investigating a deadly shooting that happened Wednesday evening. The Nebraska State Patrol's Public Relations Director Cody Thomas said authorities are investigating a shooting that occurred around 7:15 last night in Wayne County. Thomas said the Wayne County Sheriff's Office initially responded to the incident that happened around 7:15 at a residence north of Wisner. The State Patrol said that when deputies arrived, they found a male victim with a gunshot wound. According to Thomas, the victim was transported to a hospital where he later died. Thomas said the investigation is ongoing. The president of the University of Nebraska system says it will be all hands on deck to bring enrollment back up. Overall student enrollment declined 2.6% from last year. Nebraska residents attending UNL dropped 1.8%. University of Nebraska president Ted Carter said the numbers weren't shocking, but they are disappointing. Nebraska state colleges, however, saw enrollment increases by 2%. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Ag Ford is taking orders. Order banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty Ag Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty Ag Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Explorer. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty Ag Ford or RustyAgFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty Ag Ford's dealer direct custom ordering. Rusty Ag Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty Ag Ford today or start online at RustyAgFord.com and go to our custom ordering page. Plus, Rusty Ag Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available with as little as $0 down, only at Rusty Ag Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAgFord.com.
Facing order requires a signed buyer's order, valid ID, and signed order preview for verification. Specialty units may require deposit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Kansas State Fair kicks off this weekend, continuing through September 18th in Hutchinson. Paula Landall Smith of Marysville serves as Fair Board President this year.
So I am a Kansas State Chamber Board member, and they have one seat on the Kansas State Fair Board. So because I was an active 4-H leader, they said, hey, we think that you'd be a great fit for this Fair Board. Do you mind if we nominate you? Because the governor needs 3 nominations for this seat, and we feel that you're probably the best nomination. So I said, absolutely, put my name in, let's see what happens.
4-H remains a big part of the state fair as youth from throughout Kansas bring their award-winning projects for judging and display.
I think 4-H just teaches you so many life skills and gets you prepared. So maybe this thing doesn't work out, but you can pivot and try something else because you've gotten lots of other interests that you've got to tap into throughout your life.
State Fair Board President Paula Landall Smith is a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, as she talks more about this year's event and how the annual 10-day run comes together. Big Give Gage County Thursday raised over $300,000 from over 1,600 donations toward some 60 nonprofit causes and organizations. The Wymore Blue Springs Area Fund topped number of donations with 133, with the Hope Crisis Center, Sheepgate Women's Center, and Beatrice Community Food Pantry and Humane Society rounding out the top 5. Food for Hope was top in dollars contributed, generating nearly $35,000. The Wymore Blue Springs Fund was second high, just short of $30,000, and the Women's Center raised over $26,000. Individual contributions are matched up to a limit from supporters and the Gage County Foundation. Nearly 350 riders and some 60 runners are expected to take part in Saturday's annual Pony Express Gravel Dash and Half Marathon events. Riders from several states will take part in the showcase 120-mile event, as well as shorter runs of 75 and 30 miles, which depart Marysville Saturday morning at 7:30 and will travel throughout much of Marshall County. The half marathon runners start at 8. Runners and riders are expected to return throughout the day, with the start and finish in downtown Marysville on Broadway at the 7th Street corridor. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County August 29th. Daniel Childress, age 14, of Centralia, lost control on I Road south of 120th, and his vehicle overturned. The driver was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for the city of Seneca until further notice. Marilyn R. Heiserman, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Tributes will be shared Sunday 3 p.m. during a visitation from 2 until 4 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Heiserman. Bonnie Edwards, age 88, of Olsburg, passed away Thursday. Funeral services pending with the Anders Fifley Funeral Home in charge for Bonnie Edwards.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Have you tried banking with us on the internet yet? It's faster and more convenient to bank from your own home whenever you feel like it. Best of all, banking online is safe. With your private username and password and software meticulously crafted to ensure the safekeeping of your account data, your online transactions are quick and secure. Another quality banking service from Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
This Saturday, the 9th annual Pony Express 120 Gravel Dash will have 30, 75, and 125-mile categories, including juniors, tandem, single-speed, fat bike, co-ed team relay, and bike packing. Riders depart Marysville at 7:30 Saturday. Also Saturday, the annual Pony Express Marathon will be held. Show your support of the riders and runners they return throughout the day to downtown Marysville. The annual Pony Express Gravel Dash and Half Marathon this Saturday. Be a part of the excitement this weekend in Marysville. An invitation from these proud community merchants: Free CPA, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, East and West, and Tension Envelope.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today before a slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight. Today, we can expect to see highs in the mid-70s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the mid-60s and mid-80s throughout Nebraska, the mid-70s and mid-90s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 80s throughout Missouri. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying cooler as we head into Saturday, some showers and thunderstorms likely, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid-60s and mid-70s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid-80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. More showers and thunderstorms will be likely throughout Saturday night, and still a chance for some rain on Sunday before clearing up on Monday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September 84, record high on this date 102, the average low 60 and the record low 43. Sunset this evening at 7:46, sunrise in the morning at 7:03.
Do you live in a state rated high for life expectancy? It's a look at where people live healthier and longer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 9th, the 252nd day of the year. Actors Hugh Grant and Adam Sandler share a birthday, and California celebrates its 172nd year of statehood. Life expectancy for Americans continues to rise. The most recent data says the figure is now about 79 years, a little less for men, a bit more for women. The average can vary as well, depending on where you live. The state with the highest life expectancy is Hawaii, but cold weather states fare almost as well. Minnesota, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Connecticut all placed in the top 10. The good news for everyone is that life expectancy has nearly doubled in the past century, and most experts expect that trend to continue. The first human to live to 150, they say, has probably already been born. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, we're going into the first weekend of official NFL season in a week already into college football, and it's already been a week from the first kickoff of FanDuel and DraftKings going live in the state of Kansas with legalized sports gambling. And Director Stephen Durrell for the Kansas Lottery says overall for the first week, it's been a pretty good success.
It's been nothing but positive on a worldwide scale. Sports wagering is something that people have been doing for quite a while. And now that it's finally here in Kansas legally, it seems like people are really embracing it.
That audio from KWCH News. He goes on to say that many individuals that play the sports gambling have accounts on numerous different sites as opposed to just one singular one.
And we also have players that have signed up for multiple platforms to take advantage of any number of different, you know, incentive offers.
Going into the weekend, sports books at Kansas's four state-owned casinos began accepting wagers in person and on mobile platforms as of Thursday last week. Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Kansas City Chiefs are set to kick off their very first game of the regular season against the Arizona Cardinals. That kickoff at 3:25 this Sunday afternoon. They did have three preseason games where they went 2-3, beating over the Packers and the Commanders and losing to the Chicago Bears. The Kansas City Chiefs are starting off number 2 in the AFC West for the beginning of the season with the Broncos at the head of the conference. After this Sunday, the Chiefs go into a Thursday night game next week on the 15th against the Los Angeles Chargers. In college football, Kansas State Wildcats are starting off with an early game with kickoff at 11 o'clock on Saturday against Missouri. Both teams are going into the game this weekend at 1-0. Kansas State ended up shutting out South Dakota last week with a 34-0 victory. In KU football, the Jayhawks have an evening game taking on West Virginia as the Jayhawks head on the road to the Mountaineers. They're also starting off their season 1-0 after winning 56-10 against Tennessee Tech. After the first week of college football, Kansas is sitting number 3 in the Big 12 Conference with Kansas State at number 4, both of them each with a home win.
Southern LA League sports are back, and so is the TBL Spotlight. Spotlight is your source for everything happening in one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. For interviews with players and coaches, game recaps, and special segments like Wayback Wednesday, where we talk to some of the past athletes of the TBL, check out the TBL Spotlight online at tblspotlight.com or on the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
Marysville Bulldogs home opener versus Wamego kicks off at 7 this evening. We'll have it live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. First year, Bulldog head coach Tony Trimble said they can't have any setbacks.
Well, we had that conversation with our kids at practice last night that, you know, our offense isn't built to be behind schedule. We can't get behind the chains with penalties and things like that. We were fortunate a couple times in Abilene to be able to overcome those kind of obstacles, but our offense isn't really designed for those kind of things, so it's very important that we remain mentally tough and mentally focused and try to eliminate penalties and mistakes that are going to hurt us in the long run.
Marysville football live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air online and on our mobile app. Our Friday feature game, Washington County entertains Frankfort. Tiger head coach Tommy Tryon talks about his team being mentally prepared.
I think most of the credit goes to the offensive line. They did a phenomenal job of, you know, just blocking the right guys and just making sure that, you know, we moved the line forward. You know, it wasn't too often that we got pushed back or anything like that.
Frankfort at Washington County, live on FM 95.5, on air online and on our mobile app. Wildcat coach Nick Anderson talks about a preview and practice plans this week in preparation.
No, we just, you know, we got to focus on us. It's, you know, Friday's going to be more about us than it is Washington County. We've got a lot to clean up and a lot to learn. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to get a JV game in on Monday to get some kids some more game time experience. So we just got to continue to grow and continue to focus on us. You know, we knew week one was going to be a definite challenge, and it was. And, you know, we just got to, you know, put our foot down and continue to improve on our end.
Friday night football kickoffs, Marysville home opener hosting Wamego live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Washington County entertains Frankfort, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights kicks off at Onega. Hanover travels to El Saline. Axtell entertains Hartford. Linz at Logan Palco. Centralia hosting Christ Prep Academy. Diller Odell at Deschler. And Southern at Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. K-Prep's pregame show this evening at 6. Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Live broadcast action, Marysville hosting Wamego and Frankfort at Washington County on KNDY.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant.
K-S-U-Y-S.
Feel the excitement.
Touchdown, Kansas State! Wow, what a play!
Join us Saturday, September 3rd as the Wildcats kick off the 2022 season against the South Dakota Coyotes on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home of the Cats in Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska. KNDY is FM 94.1 and AM 1570.
Stand up and cheer.
He's at the goal line. He is in. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
Hail to old KU.
Hey, Kansas, we're winning.
Holy cow. Wear your crimson and blue and join us each week for Kansas Jayhawk football. Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks head east to battle West Virginia in the Big 12 opener. Pre-game begins at 3:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football, the Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
KNDY-FM Marysville is FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand.
Cool, usually dry or fall weather makes it the perfect time to start a new garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start with a call to 811. This free service locates underground utilities so you can avoid costly damage and injury. With this in mind, locate the placement, size, and shape of your new garden. Use a rope or hose to outline the area. Avoid tight corners or creating narrow grass borders that will be difficult to mow or require hand trimming. Use a shovel or rent an edger to create a V-shaped trench around the garden fill with wood chips, and this will slow the infiltration of grass and weeds. Take a soil test to determine fertilizer needs, then eliminate any existing lawn and weeds. Next, add 2 to 4 inches of compost, peat moss, or other organic matter to the top 12 inches of soil. Plant now or mulch the garden and plant in spring. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Leo's Jewelry salutes our men and women in law enforcement who face extraordinary circumstances and act with courage, honor, and self-sacrifice. A special thank you to our local officers for all that they do. From your friends at Leo's Jewelry in Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family owned since 1953.
KNDY.
I can attest, to see this animal up close is truly something unlike any other mammal you'll ever encounter. Catherine's job is to get people close and to help them better understand an animal that in some cases, even researchers are still trying to figure out. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
If you've ever been to Hawaii during the winter season, you'll know that one of the biggest excursions you can take are a trip to see the whales.
Humpback whales come here. Usually we'll start seeing them about November and maybe through May. With that said, the peak is pretty much right in the middle, right around Valentine's Day, go figure. I say that because they're here to mate and give birth.
Catherine Rapinati works with Jean-Michel Cousteau's Ambassadors of the Environment program on the island of Maui.
This is just the breeding and calving grounds, so really no feeding going on. So kind of an interesting thing to think about that they traveled all this way to a place that there's no food.
There may not be food, but there are good reasons for whales to return here each season.
So it must have other benefits. So nice and warm, lack of predators, great place to have your babies. With that said, you could see the same exact humpback whales in Alaska. They are the same North Pacific population, but up there it's all feeding, 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 whereas here it's a lot more socializing. Here they may come through. We may have 10,000 come through the Hawaiian Islands here in a season.
The life of a whale is something hard for most of us to comprehend. They're simply so much different than any other mammal we are ever around.
These are animals that are the size of a yellow school bus. So, and they're not the biggest whales in the world, but they're bigger than the boat that we're on. And just to even only see a third of their body, or just see when they come up and breathe, you're basically looking at their nose. And I'm pretty sure I could get shoved right up their nose. That's how big they are. So I think just every day even being able to see that, yeah, something you have to do.
Catherine loves her job and her location, sharing the stories from the ocean that visitors love to experience. Traveling the countryside on the west coast of Maui, I'm Andrew McCray.
Conditions wreak havoc on lawns. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Now is the best time to repair them, but how you do this depends on whether or not it greens up again as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. see the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I went through a drought this summer and I have patches of brown grass on my lawn. I might be doing some reseeding this fall. Zach Riker is a turf grass specialist with Bayer Green Solutions. He says how a lawn handles drought depends on many factors. A lawn with bad soil, poor drainage, compaction, and even the wrong species of grass will show indications of damage much quicker than a well-maintained lawn. Cool season grasses are also more likely to suffer than warm season varieties. Sometimes you can determine whether the grass is dead or dormant by pulling up the dry grass and looking for green crowns. But Riker says time and water are the best indicators of whether or not the lawn is going to come back.
If people choose not to irrigate, assuming we get ample rain this fall, if it doesn't come back within 2 or 3 weeks of it starting to rain, it's not going to come back. It's not going to miraculously resurrect itself next spring. And so it's either going to come back early this fall or it's not going to come back at all.
The steps you take to get the grass growing again depend on the size of the area that hasn't come back.
If you have small patches, baseball-sized patches, pretty aggressive fertilization in the fall, a little bit of broadleaf weed control probably in October, and those patches will more than likely grow in. If you have patches from softball size to dinner plate size or even larger, there's a pretty good chance those patches aren't going to move in without reseeding. If it's larger than that, I think that you're better off just starting over.
Irrigate newly seeded areas throughout the fall to encourage the seedlings to come in. Apply fertilizer and weed control, and the lawn should be much better off next spring. Learn more about repairing a drought-damaged lawn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I loved building sandcastles in the sandbox as a kid. I'd use sticks to make the creation steadier in hopes of making it last longer. But inevitably, the rain or a sibling would knock it down. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, it's important to have a strong foundation for your finances, and that strong foundation should be built on your faith and your purpose. Then you can create a financial strategy that includes several elements. It should have your short-term goals, like paying off your car or the balance on your credit card. But it should also include your longer-term goals, like growing your family or planning for retirement. And don't forget to have a bucket for fun expenses so you can treat yourself occasionally. And remember, generosity is an important part of being a good steward of your resources, and God loves a cheerful giver. So don't forget to include generosity in your finances too. With a purposeful foundation, you'll have financial clarity and live with more purpose and gratitude.
Althea asks that everyone please observe a moment of silence at 8:45 a.m. on September 11th. In honor of the men, women, and children who were wounded or lost their lives on that tragic day, these victims will forever be remembered. From Althea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
How they battle food insecurity in Wyoming, today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. 86,000 Wyoming residents qualify as food insecure. That's according to the website for the Wyoming Hunger Initiative, a program started in 2019 by Jenny Gordon, who's married to Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon.
When my husband came into office, I knew I wanted to really focus on food insecurity because of my parents' background, coming from very humble beginnings myself, knowing that just a little bit extra really helps our neighbors in need. And so being able to do that in Wyoming has been really important.
The Wyoming Hunger Initiative involves several programs designed to address the need. Some of them source food donations from farms and ranches, from hunters, and even gardeners raising fresh produce, says Gordon.
You know, I think that it's really important. That's one of the second hardest things to find in a food pantry. We have a very short growing season.
Gordon looks back as the initiative approaches its third anniversary.
In the first year, you know, it was pretty brand new. We didn't know what was going to happen. And we ended up donating 10,000 pounds of fresh produce all throughout the state.
Learn more at nohungerwyo.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Farmers are good at making the most out of less than ideal conditions, even as summer winds down, meaning the Midwest continue to face challenges resulting from a cold start and a late planting. Those factors set the stage for corn root worm and other issues. Todd Roberts, NK Seeds Agronomy Manager, talks about the year is shaping up in terms of corn root worm pressure and what it means for farmers.
As we looked at corn root worm pressure, it has been building over the last 3 to 4 years. This year, actually, as we got through midsummer, we started to get more rains across Nebraska, Iowa, southern Minnesota, parts of Illinois. And actually, our root worm pressure is decreasing a bit. I think some of these rains have kept larvae at bay. We're seeing some beetles late here now. But overall, when we think about pressure versus the last 3 to 4, it has been coming down a little bit this year. But we still can't rule out areas where there's high root worm populations. Some of those areas still have heavy numbers. And we're seeing some damage in some of those areas. So it's something that we can't take lightly. But as we look at 2022 growing season, it tends to be down a little bit.
He talks about the options NKC's has available to help growers combat corn rootworm.
The AgriSure trait called AgriSure Duracade. And as we look at that trait there, we're looking at two modes of action to control corn rootworm pressure through different areas. And as we look at AgriSure Duracade, some of the key things we look at here with this trait, it's a novel mode of action, attacks the corn rootworm in the gut in a different area, different receptor site. So as we look at controlling corn rootworm, it truly is a different mode of action. AgriSure Duracade controls 16 above and below ground pests combined with AgriSure Riptera. And when we look at most of the corn rootworm larvae that we deal with, they're either western corn rootworm or northern corn rootworm. It does a very nice job in controlling that corn rootworm throughout the season.
That's Todd McRoberts of NK Seeds. That's a look at your ag news on this Friday. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. We'll do this again on Monday morning on the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Your hometown partner with any do-it-yourself project is Hometown Lumber of Marysville and Axtell Lumber of Axtell. Serving the community for over 20 years, expert knowledge accompanied by a helpful smile and reassuring handshake will tell you you're in the right place. With all your building needs, they are ready to help you. Stocked with a full line of lumber and hardware to go along with tools, plumbing supplies, paint, and lawn and garden, you'll leave knowing you've made the right choice by stopping at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. In the latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA, meteorologist Brad Rippey has the latest on the condition of the corn crop.
Right at the end of the Labor Day weekend, we were looking at corn rated 54% good to excellent, 19% very poor to poor. That's no change from last week, but that puts this 2022 crop at a lower condition than the same time a year ago when we were sitting at 59% good to excellent and just 14% very poor to poor. You really don't expect much change in the overall conditions this late in the growing season. I will point out we continue to see a couple of Midwestern states, both west of the Mississippi River, showing at least one quarter of the crop rated in very poor to poor condition, led by Nebraska, 33% of the corn very poor to poor, and Missouri at 26%.
He also talks about the latest on soybean crop development.
Soybeans, and looking at the dropping leaves for the week ending September 4th, 1/10 of the U.S. crop dropping leaves on that date. 5-year average is 14%. This time a year ago, we were at 17%. Now we see, of course, a wide range. Now in the far upper Midwest, we don't have any leaf drop yet. In some of those later planted states, such as Minnesota, as well as Wisconsin, then on the flip side, you go to the southern end of the Mississippi Delta, we have Louisiana coming in 68% dropping leaves. And that is the only state more than 10 points beyond their 5-year average, which happens to be 56%.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Those pesky flies are back again, and your cows are swishing and swatting at them when they should be grazing. Valley Vet Supply has some weapons to fight those annoying pests. Choose from sprays, pour-ons, dust, or the vet gun that allows you to treat your cows from up to 30 feet away. Don't take on those flies on your own. Get the products you need at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville and keep your cows fly-free and happy.
Valley Vet Supply.
If you haven't already, it's time to get your cover crop seeded. There are several ways to do it, and pros and cons to each method, on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Have a lot of benefits, including protecting bare ground over winter and providing forage for animals. There are several methods for planting a cover crop, but how you do it depends on what your goals are and your access to seeding equipment. Megan Anderson is an extension field crop specialist with Iowa State University. She says overseeding is done before a standing crop is harvested, which allows the cover crop to get some good growth in the fall. It's broadcast over the field with an airplane or using high clearance equipment.
One of the downsides that I would say is that it is going to be a bit of a riskier method for establishment because you're not getting the same kind of seed soil contact that you might get if you were seeding it with a drill or if you're actually incorporating that seed after harvest. So a lot of times when we're talking overseeding, the seeding rate is actually going to be bumped up a little bit.
Anderson says drilling is the most ideal method to seed a cover crop because you know the entire field is getting covered and there is seed to soil contact.
The drill's nice because you've got a clear open piece of ground. Going to be much easier to complete. The struggle with drilling, of course, is that you do have to wait until the crop's harvested in order to do it. So we really shorten up that growing season in the fall to get any good growth on the cover crop. So your species option for drilling the cover crop is typically going to be quite a bit more limited than it is if you were overseeding.
Crunched for time? Anderson knows of farmers who broadcast cover crop seed from the combine or while they're tilling. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cover crop seeding techniques at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, getting ready for a big weekend. All right, here's what we're looking at so far with the markets. When we look at corn right now, we're looking at 693.5. That's up 19 at this hour. December corn, 682.5. That's up 14.25. March corn, 686.5. Three quarters. That's up 13.5. September wheat up 39.25 at 849.75. December wheat up 39.75 at 868.75. March wheat 39 right now at 882.75. Kansas City wheat for September up 41.75 at 934.75. Kansas City wheat December looks like this, 36 up right now. And that's at 928.5. March Kansas City wheat up 35.5 at 929.75. We look at oats. September oats right now up 13.75 at 404.5. December oats up 16.25 at 392.5. When we take a look at soybeans for September, soybeans up 11.25 at 14.81.75. November soybeans up 25.75 at 14.11. Taking a look at gold right now, gold is at 1719
and 70 cents. That's up $9.10. Gold for December, $17.29.60. That's up $9.40. Gold for February, $17.42.10. That's up $9.60. $9.60. September silver, $18.61. That's up 28 cents. December silver, $18.77. That's up 33 cents at this hour.
Hey, Dad, did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead.
Shotgun, Daddy.
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad!
Before we go, what do we tell the teen parents?
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Landall Company's success story continues to be written by their loyal and dedicated team members. Landall congratulates their employees on another successful year with an incentive bonus of 12.76% or 6.64 weeks of pay. With many career opportunities available, Landall offers career advancement, stable employment, and benefits that include profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance, comprehensive health insurance, and much more. Start your new chapter at Landall today. Apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and disabilities.
NASA scientists and K-State professionals may not seem like a match, but a recent visit proves otherwise. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. NASA scientists Brad Dorn, Forrest Melton, and Chris Hain share about their recent visit.
We're the largest science division within NASA, so there's some really big parts of NASA. And we want to make it known that as part of that, and as part of the global earth science analysis, agriculture is a key component of it.
A key part of what our program does is work closely with partners in the agricultural sector, work with water resource managers to develop applications that they can use to support their day-to-day operations and decision-making. And we do that in partnership, working closely with those folks to help develop tools that can be used operationally.
Hain and Dorn both explain the relationship between K-State and NASA.
We want to honestly understand what the challenge is so that we can go back and, you know, work with researchers at a university like K-State to develop science-driven solutions to problems that exist in the field. It really just allows us to turn around science in a more productive manner. You know, sometimes as scientists, we think we know what a producer needs, and I think what we've learned is having that first conversation, listening to what they need, understanding what their decisions are like, allows us to develop science that's more impactful.
Coming to K-State and also, you know, working with K-State throughout this tour as the Extension Service and the land-grant universities, they're the key partner in order to deliver those solutions. And so we want to work with them to help us understand how we can deliver our data and our information in such a way that the producers can use it, can sustain it over a longer term.
Melton emphasizes the unique opportunity in Kansas for NASA to support research on the farm.
Another thing we heard was how much research individual farmers and ranchers are doing in their operations and conducting their own science and evaluation of technologies, trying different practices. And so I think that's another key area that we can support with additional tools and data analysis, and potentially even trainings to support on-farm research and application development. A big part of what NASA is also working on is open data and science initiatives that would make it easier to pull data from NASA satellite missions, from some of the modeling capabilities we're developing, into platforms that individual agricultural organizations or some of their commercial partners may be developing. In the future, it might be that folks are using NASA satellite data every day and never realize it, and that would be fine too.
That's NASA scientists Brad Dorn, Forrest Melton, and Chris Hain, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.